St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Isaiah Mary Milano on September 22, 2019, the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Let me introduce you to one of my closest friends. This guy has been with me ever since I was ordained a priest. As you can see, it's a leather pouch that I take with me to hospital ministry every single time I go out to make a home visit or go to the hospital. And inside, we have the book that has for viaticum, for liturgy, anointing of the sick, communion calls, all that other things. And on this other side, we have a pouch here that contains a pyx for communion. And on the other side is the oil stock where I would use for the sacrament of the sick. And on closer look, we would see that it's made out of leather, and it's been woven together by hand. It's been hand-stitched pretty nicely. And I've had it. I take it to the hospital all the time. I've had it ever since I was ordained. And this pouch, it belonged to Father Urban Bates. Father Urban Bates, a priest of the Western Dominican province. And Father Urban was basically the Father Felix Cassidy of Fairbanks, Alaska. He was a Dominican priest who had offered his ministry in Alaska for many, many years. And a couple years after his death, this pouch came into my possession. It's one of my closest friends. And this pouch, I use it often. And I think I take care of it pretty well. But eventually, I also know that this pouch eventually doesn't belong to me. It's an heirloom of the province. Because eventually, when I die, this pouch hopefully will be passed on to the next friar so that he can dispense the sacraments, bring healing and God's grace to the person who needs it next. And as you know, brothers and sisters, we're privileged to have our novice brothers here, so when I'm dead, who wants it? Brother Michael Thomas just raised his hand. I'm only slightly disturbed. And for most of us here, just about everything that we own is of this same way, isn't it? For most of us, most of the things that we have, we hope to pass on. Whether it be a family heirloom or a prized possession, the things that we own eventually will be passed on to the next generation. But if we think about this even more deeply, if we take a cold, hard, uncomfortable look, what truly do we actually own? What truly and really belongs to us? What do we truly have that we can actually take with us to the life to come? And we all know the short answer, the short, cold, stoic answer. We all know what it is. The answer is nothing. The old saying still goes, he who dies with the most toys still dies. The health in which we enjoy will eventually fade away. The place in which we reside will eventually house another. Even the faith that we practice, what brings us here together today, even the faith that we practice is eventually handed down to our children and our children's children. Tradere, the Latin word in which we get tradition, means to hand down, to pass down to the next generation. To paraphrase G.K. Chesterton, tradition is the democracy of the dead, allowing the past to speak to we who live today. So if we take that cold, hard, uncomfortable look, what do we truly own? The answer is nothing. And even our faith, something that we take incredibly seriously, something we take incredibly carefully, the reason why we are in this sacred chamber, something we take in and with delicate and devoted hands, even this, in this way, does not belong to us. We take this faith. We hold it truly and firmly within our hands. We are to take care of it. We are to use it for our own holiness, our healing, our understanding, and our nourishing. Even this faith, something that eventually does not belong to us. And this thing that brings us together, this faith in Jesus Christ, this faith that doesn't belong to us, it is given for us to hold, to take care of, so that we can pass it on to the next generation. In short, we are stewards. We are stewards. We are stewards of the faith in which we hold true. We are those good stewards, taking deep care of that which we hold dearest in our hearts, our faith in Jesus Christ. We are stewards of our faith in Christ. But why? But for what purpose? Why are we to hold on to this faith? What is the purpose of our stewardship? Our purpose is to hold this faith firmly in our hands, allowing it to shape us, to cure us, to destroy yet rebuild us in order to make us the greatest versions of ourselves. We are to stand up to people in our first reading who are scamming the poor, looking out only for their bank accounts, their analytics, and their social media. And we are to be those good stewards who seek the more compassionate thing, to seek out the benefit of the good, seeking always justice and peace, not only for ourselves, but for those who are around us. We read from Paul's first letter to Timothy that we Christians are to pray for all those around us, our leaders especially, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This, dear friends, is our stewardship. This is our responsibility. We have been handed down our faith in order to be taken up to heaven and hopefully take others along with us. We have been handed down our faith in order to bring others to God. We've been handed down our faith in order to hand it on to others so that they may encounter the God whom we dare love. This is what we've been handed down. This is what we've been given. This is our stewardship. And in just a moment, our God will hand down to us his greatest gift to us, straight into our heart of hearts. The gift of God's own self, this gift of Jesus' very body and blood, this gift of the Eucharist handed down to us, this gift freely given in order to heal us, to make us whole. So, dear friends, let's not squander so great a gift, but rather let us take this gift, lean and depend on this gift, and dare to give this gift to others, challenging each other always to become the greatest versions of ourselves.